Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
The spread of the Delta variant across the U.S. is putting new attention and pressure on people who have not been vaccinated. In five states, less than 50% of the eligible population has received at least one shot. Wondering which one has the least vaccinations? Well, it is Mississippi. Omar Villafranca is in Cleveland, Mississippi, in the region known as the Delta.
COVID hospitalizations have more than doubled here in Mississippi since the start of July.
I feel like blowing my horn. Well, now, woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Well, brooks went to the ocean running into the sea. But don't find my baby, somebody gone. Sure bury me. Books running to the ocean, man. That ocean ran to the sea. Well, now, I don't find my baby, pal. Somebody sure gone bury me. Stop her, holy evil well. It seemed like I was hours seems like days. Well now, seems like my baby child, well child, will stop a load our way.
I'd like to talk about the coronavirus, because sadly, our hot vax summer seems to be giving way to dip autumn, as the Delta variant is spreading wildly around the country, particularly among the unvaccinated, with the US averaging around 100,000 new infections a day. And alarmingly, roughly 15% of new cases are children, with over 260 kids being newly hospitalized each day. And all of this means that many hospitals are yet again being stretched to breaking point, particularly in certain parts of the country, with Florida and Texas alone accounting for 40% of new hospitalizations. And the response of Florida's governor has been underwhelming.
Today, Florida's governor conceded things may look bad.
We are seeing people testing positive in higher numbers than I think most people anticipated. And
but his message? Deal with it.
It's airborne, it's aerosolized, and so we just have to understand that when that's happening, these waves are something that you have to deal with.
Wow. The world changes so quickly, doesn't it? If you told me just a few years ago that Florida's Republican governor would respond to a deadly threat with, these waves are something you just have to deal with, I'd have assumed they were talking about Miami sinking into a warming ocean, not a completely different, totally self-induced crisis. And it's pretty tough to hear this cut-rate Coach Taylor saying, just deal with it, when he seems to be very much not doing that. Just a few weeks ago, DeSantis issued an order banning school mask mandates, making Florida one of at least seven states now prohibiting schools from imposing them. And school board meetings around the country have seen fiery exchanges about this issue. In North Carolina, Representative Madison Cawthorn showed up to one to do whatever this is.
The greatest threat to our children today does not come from COVID-19. It comes from woke liberal government officials like you who think they are all-knowing and all-wise. A direct descendant of Abraham Kuykendall, one of the first men to settle this county. He knew hardship firsthand. He did not endure that hardship just so a woke school board could begin to systematically strip the responsibility from the hands of parents and guardians to determine what happens with their children.
Okay, so Madison Cawthorn thinks the biggest threat to children is school board members who think they're omniscient. I'd say I was surprised by that, but this is a man who once posted this video of himself beating up a tree. So he clearly loves to pick useless fights against imaginary opponents where he comes out looking like a complete Also, quick side note about him bragging about being a descendant of Abraham Kuykendall. Not only does that last name sound like the Swedish translation for Bratz dolls, for the record, Abraham Kuykendall, which is how it's actually pronounced, was one of the earliest slave owners in the county. So next time you're trying to prove a point about how parents should decide what's best for their kids, maybe don't use a guy who decided the best thing for other people's kids was for him to own them. And that was by no means the only wildly inappropriate historical reference during a debate this week.
Just after the Fox Chapel School Board voted for students to wear masks as the new school year begins, people at the meeting started arguing with the board before this person appears to flash the Nazi salute at the board.
The Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh says there is no comparison between the Holocaust and masking children in schools.
Okay, I appreciate the effort there, but you really didn't need to ask the Holocaust Center to fact-check that for you, for the same reason that you don't need to contact an African Studies Center to ask if the Rwandan genocide was as bad as getting a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth. If you don't already know the answer, you don't understand either of the things you're comparing. And look, when tempers are this high, it can be hard to sort things through in a nuanced way. But let's try, because first, we can agree. For most kids, in-person schooling is vastly preferable to the online kind. The question is how to do it safely. And those opposed to mask mandates argue that since COVID cases in children have tended to be mild, which is thankfully true, the downsides of them wearing masks outweigh the benefits. But that is a big swing. There is still so much that we don't know about how long-term COVID and the Delta variant affects kids. And what we do know is that COVID is significantly more deadly for adults and, in many communities, for some reason, there are lots of unvaccinated adults to whom kids could transmit the virus. But it doesn't feel like any of that nuance is being factored into this discussion, especially when you see scenes like people being harassed outside this Tennessee school board meeting, with a man who spoke in favor of mask requirements being confronted like this.
Everybody's taking notes, buddy. Keep that little smug.
We know who you are. You can leave freely, but we will find you, and we know
who you
are.
You will never be allowed in public again.
Holy it is genuinely hard to imagine a five-word phrase less welcome than "we know who you are," aside from, obviously, new Jeopardy host Mike Richards. And look, I'm not saying masks in and of themselves are a perfect shield against transmission. They're not. Experts argue that they should be part of a layered approach, like ensuring proper ventilation in schools, maintaining social distancing, and requiring that everyone in a school who can get a vaccine does. The problem is, though, it is not like some of these states are saying, okay, well, we'll take every reasonable precaution except for masks, because in Texas, they're doing this.
The Texas Education Agency released new guidance regarding COVID-19 and schools. Under the new guidelines, schools are not required to inform parents of a positive case. Schools do not have to conduct contact tracing. And if a school does contact trace, parents can still choose to send a child to school if they are a close contact of an infected student.
What the f***? What are you doing? The phrase "everything's bigger in Texas" is supposed to refer to meat, trucks, and belt buckles, not the market for child-sized ventilators. And look, I know some kids literally can't wear a mask all day, but that is all the more reason that, until transmission is in check, anyone who can does. And both the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics, representing nearly 70,000 doctors, are arguing for universal indoor masking for kids. And the thing is, you can't help thinking that some of the fuss over masks is more about the parents than it is about their kids. In fact, just watch as one basically admits that.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's just crazy. I mean, last time I checked, this is America, and you can't make anybody do anything. I mean, I thought that's what people died for, our freedom. Last year, he did have to wear a mask, and... you know, honestly, he thinks it's cool. I'm not going to lie. You know, he thinks he's a ninja. And I say, son, don't say that when they ask you if you like to wear a mask. But, you know, it doesn't really affect him, I guess, right now. But, you know, he doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, come on. If your kid happens to like wearing a mask, let him wear it. Do you realize how rare it is for a child to voluntarily do something that is a net positive for public health? Kids are normally just moving snot dispensaries that run around coughing on doorknobs and sneezing directly into people's mouths. Look, the key thing to remember here is that the absolute best thing we can do to keep COVID from spreading in schools isn't simply putting masks on children. It's for the whole community surrounding that school to be vaccinated. It is no coincidence that the first large wave of COVID cases in children is hitting low vaccination states. So you really want to protect the health of children and the community they live in? Here's your answer. We are only fighting about masks in schools right now because there are a bunch of foolish adults who have decided not to get the vaccine. And to all of them, I can only say, to quote a bunch of upsettingly loud idiots, we know who you are and you're the problem.
Help me take this mask off.
But you'll die.
We begin tonight with the news. Governors in Florida and Texas are blocking school mask mandates, making those two-for-one back-to-school shopping sales even more enticing to parents who only expect one of their kids to survive. Here are parents at a Tennessee school board meeting holding an informal salon to exchange ideas about the national conversation.
We know who you are.
Keep it calm.
No more masks.
Keep it calm. Keep it calm.
No more masks.
Take that ridiculous thing off.
Holy That is a tough break for teachers being already too overworked teaching kids with long COVID to know what stuff smells like. Caddy, could the outrageously high cost of college be motivating parents to make sure their kids die before graduating high school?
No, I think parents are genuinely concerned about the prospect of their kids going to school with other kids who aren't masked, who haven't been vaccinated. You take Texas, for example, hospitalizations from COVID are up 400%. I have parents. I'm a parent. When my kids were younger, I had to get them vaccinated in order to send them to school. This is just another requirement.
I don't know. Government telling children what to wear threatens parents' sense of authority. We could buy them all ant farms so they can keep feeling like jealous, pathetic gods.
Mm-hmm. I do admire the rich tradition of chasing a doctor with his bag of tricks out of town, but usually everyone doesn't run to that same doctor a few weeks later begging to be put on a ventilator.
You know, maybe these parents are afraid masks will constrict their children's breathing while sprinting away from school shooters. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
right,
it.
It could be that. Now, in Texas, Republican governor and electrical grid duct taper Greg Abbott is opposing mask mandates, even though hospitals are overrun. The Republican governor has directed the Texas Department of State Health Services to use staffing agencies to find additional medical staff from beyond the state's borders as the Delta wave began to overwhelm its present staffing resources. Katty, is there anything that captures Texas's spirit of self-reliance more than begging other states to come take care of you like a little helpless baby?
Yeah, I mean, it is ironic. It's a bit like you've got a fire going on and you throw kerosene with one hand and you have a hose pipe in the other hand. And I think Republicans, it's going to be an interesting question. Do Republicans at some point turn around and say to the governors of Texas and Florida, look, you're not actually helping the party's fortunes if you are seen to take positions that potentially puts children at risk?
Take off that mask. You don't need it.
Back in the classroom and back in court in Austin, Texas, parents and educators caught up in a legal fight over masks. NBC News Now correspondent Priscilla Thompson is in Austin, Texas. But first, Priscilla, you got some breaking news. Texas Governor Greg Abbott just tested positive for COVID. What's the governor's office saying?
That's right, Allison. That statement coming out just a short while ago saying that the governor did test positive. He is currently isolating.
I'll take my mask off if you take your mask off, you son of a bitch.
Experts are now saying that due to the Delta variant, the fourth wave of COVID-19 in the U.S. could be worse than the third. This COVID news comes from director of the National Institutes of Health and infectious disease prop comic Francis Collins. Yesterday, Dr. Collins broke down just how bad this could get.
I will be surprised if we don't cross 200,000 cases a day in the next couple of weeks. And that's heartbreaking, considering we never thought we would be back in that space again.
No, we cannot go back in that space again, or else I have to go back to this space again. And if I'm going there, you're all coming with me. I'll fit you in, even if I have to chop you up into cubes and stack you like Legos. I will not be alone again. Delta is taking a huge toll on the unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off. In a new CBS YouGov Meet Tarzan poll, among Californians who've gotten their shots, 59% say the unvaccinated are putting people like me at risk, while 47% say the unvaccinated make me upset or angry. Upset or angry? Why choose? Those are two great flavors that go great together, like peanut butter and bourbon. It's been a long pandemic. Now, because of the Delta surge starting today, New York City is requiring proof of vaccination for indoor dining, gyms, and entertainment. I'm so happy I'm vaccinated for two of those three. If my gym asks, I'm scared of Bill Gates. Now, if you're in the city and want to attend a premier cultural institution like, let's say, the Ed Sullivan Theater, you can simply show your vaccination card, and they will check to make sure it's real. It's got to have the CDC logo and be all bent up from being too big for your wallet. And it's important because, you see, fake vaccine cards are out there. Over the weekend, federal agencies thousands of fake COVID vaccination cards destined for locations across the U.S. They became suspicious when they noticed the forms had errors, including misspellings, unfinished words, and incorrect Spanish translations. So do not trust any card that claims to show porf of vaccination against el COVID-o loco. Now, anti-vaxxers have all kinds of stupid reasons they oppose getting their shots, but maybe the stupidest of the stupid is that they think their pure semen will skyrocket in value. I guess that spam email was telling the truth. You really can make loads of money from home.
Reports. Some anti-vaxxers think that their pure semen will skyrocket in value and become the next Bitcoin. They believe that as the vaccinated population eventually crumbles, the unvaccinated will have to repopulate the planet, making their sperm a valuable commodity. This despite numerous studies showing the vaccine is safe for men and does not affect sperm production or quality.
Are you looking for 100% anti-vax man seed? Then visit Gary's Man Seed Emporium today and get high-quality anti-vax gentleman relish at rock-bottom prices. How do I do it? I can't really say on television, but rest assured, my man seed is completely vaccine-free. Not only have I refused every medical breakthrough, but I only produced my premium formula using anti-science porn, with such titles as Debbie Does Her Own YouTube Research, Flat Earth Round Butt, 5G Spot, Deep Throat Steak, Pizzagate Delivery Guy, and of course, Two Girls, One Conspiracy. So stop by Gary's Anti-Vax Man Seed Emporium today, where I always make my premium custard the old-fashioned way, by hand.
It should be noted that studies have definitively shown that getting vaccinated does not, in fact, affect sperm quality or count. But some COVID truthers have claimed that the vaccine causes mass male infertility and that all males who have been vaccinated are effectively sterile. Sounds fishy, but I will point out they vaccinated people over 75 first, and ever since, none of them have had any kids. Now, with quality sperm supposedly hard to find, anti-vaxxers think unvaccinated sperm will be the next Bitcoin. So for the first time ever, you could invest in a spank bank.
As the U.S. continues to fight the outbreak of the Delta variant, doctors are now raising the alarm over yet another strain of coronavirus spreading across the country, the Lambda variant. So what exactly do we know about Lambda, and will it be as dangerous as Delta? Let's find out now in a segment called Getting to Know the Lambda Variant. Was first identified in Peru in August of 2020. Has officially been classified by the WHO as a global variant of interest. Is definitely a virus, and not that new John Grisham novel your dad is reading. Originally rushed Delta, but didn't get in. We'll be in Provincetown on Labor Day weekend if you want to go in on an Airbnb together. Already visited Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, France, Spain, Chile, Argentina, the UK, and Canada, and it's only halfway through its gap year. Says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Tickles, is considered a cousin to the Alpha variant, so don't tell anyone they kissed that one time at a family reunion. Just RSVP'd yes to 3,000 August weddings. Already an early favorite for Governor DeSantis's VP if he runs for president in 2024. Just got cast in the next three seasons of Grey's Anatomy. And finally said it would F Moderna, marry Pfizer, and kill unvaccinated people. This has been Getting to Know the Lambda variant.
You said at one point this COVID will have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Where are we in that process? Is this the beginning of the end, or the middle of the middle? Okay.
So, first of all, we're a lot better off than we were a year ago. I mean, think what's happened in the last year, Stephen. We have this astonishingly effective and safe vaccine. We have therapeutics. We have the remdesivir. We have monoclonal antibodies. We have steroids. We now know so much more, thanks to the aerosol scientists, bless them, about how to protect ourselves through ventilation and filtration. Remember a year ago we were talking about how, well, 6 feet, if you were 6 feet or more from somebody, you'd be safe. And now the aerosol scientists taught us that, no. These viruses can float across the room in aerosols, and over time they can build up, especially if there's not good ventilation. And so you have to think about it more like cigarette smoke. If you were inside without a mask and there was somebody smoking 15 feet away, could you smell it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then the virus can get you. And then we learned about masks. Lots of studies, they're tough to do perfectly, but we know that they've concluded that masks are effective. The better the mask, the more effective. And then finally, testing. Remember, a year ago, we didn't really have enough tests. We still don't really have enough tests, but now we have home testing, and we've got to implement those more. So beginning of May, everything looked like it was going great. My niece had a wedding and that was indoors with 143 people, and nobody was masked, and everybody was vaccinated, and we thought, okay, we're out of the woods. And then all of a sudden, not so fast. And the not so fast was because of two things. One is Delta. Back in May, Delta was 1% of the number of cases.
I remember when we first started talking about it.
Yeah, and now it's more than 90%. It's one of these variants, and it's much more dangerous. It's 1,000 times the concentration of virus in the nose as the original.
More
virus.
Dangerous in that it spreads faster, or more dangerous that if you get it, you're more likely to be seriously ill if you're not vaccinated?
Yeah, great question, because it's probably both. So it's definitely more contagious. So it turns out that the original, the alpha strain, the last variant, one person could infect two people. Now one person can infect five people. So that's a big deal.
But then when they get it, are you more likely to be seriously ill is the question.
Yes. It looks like there's some evidence from other countries that you probably are actually, you have the ability to be more severely ill.
Because so not, it reproduces faster?
You know, or? We don't really know exactly why that is.
I hear a lot about a bigger viral load.
There is a bigger viral load. So remember, we talked about 1,000 times more virus in the nose. So yeah. It's able to infect people more viciously. But the question is, once you're infected, do you get sicker? And it looks like, yes, you probably do get sicker. So you have the double whammy of that. And then we have another thing that came in, which was the second of the double whammy of new things that we weren't expecting to be so bad, which is we not only have COVID, but we have an epidemic of misinformation, disinformation. And the two of those have come together, and they have knocked us for a loop. And so, yes, we're a lot better than we were a year ago, but we're not where we should be.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.